me on SoundCloud.
Blog Talk Radio.
And that's a whole other thing. My son got my last name. Like, I knew not to, like, when after we did the blood test and all that, I still didn't even want him with his daddy last name because it was a curse. Like, I learned all this shit. Like, fuck, his name already dealt him. And he's going to be a Nelson Lodge. He already marked. You know? To protect mine. And that's what the fuck I'm doing right now. Protecting the fucking bloodline. Mine. That's mine. That's mine. When he was born to me. That's mine. Yes, I break this. Yes. And then I have the Reiki. Yes. So I'll be the Empress baby. Soul spiritual. They can call it what they want. You hear me? By any means, you already know, baby. You already know. You was there from the beginning when we went when I used to go in that project and fucking meet me some friends. You understand what I'm saying? Sit on the porch and shit and cut the fuck up. You, friend, you even cut out one time with me. You heard me? You had to go in a blender with a bitch. Yay! I remember it all. I don't know what they thought or why they keep talking about it. And they didn't fuck with my son. I was quiet. I kept quiet all these years. But within this last year, ever since May the 16th of 2021, I'm a different type of alien, baby. I ain't even human. Sad to say, and I only remember the good times. I don't choose to do this. When they know somebody care about you, when they can see somebody care about you and it's different, oh, baby, it's a problem. It's a problem. Okay. He raised me. I came out the green and got into the new. I ain't had no choice. That was a big old fucking boy. To learn better so I can do better, baby. That's the only way it's going to happen. When you know better, you do better. Trust me, I may have some witnesses.
All right, just hold on. Once it's over, I'm going to put you on, so just hold on.
Nothing
All right, hold on. I'm going to take your call right now. Hold up. All right, I'm going to take some phone calls because it's almost over and I'm going to go to the next video. All right, I don't know what number. It only came up with all ones. What's your thoughts, man?
So, look, I'm from New Orleans, bro. So, I was raised in that era. So, the broad, this is the broad here. Everything that if you really from the streets and you're really observing, everything that you needed to know on the reason why she's saying what she's saying, she already saying it. She bit on some other shit that, first of all, for her decision that she made and that nobody messing with her son. You dig? She went to the Magnolia back in the 90s and she went out there and she went out there to look for exactly what she got, bro. She was looking for a high ball. She got one and she got it. And everything that came with it, that's what came with it. Stone got other kids, right? So, especially Stone's daughter. So, a lot of the guys who Stone was rocking with the other children. This made her feel some kind of way. This lady,
right.
And so now, right, this made her feel some kind of way because nobody, now her son gets shot last year, right? She gets shot up. So nobody come, nobody really rocking with her like that. One, because she's crazy, she retarded, and she just be talking out the side of her neck, right? So nobody rocking with her. So now gangster come home, right? So this is the bullshit that's really messed up about the whole situation. So gangster come home. Gangster get on Instagram. He get on, do whatever he got to do. Gangster getting his monetary thing going on, right? So now double back. So she like, you know what? Since he doing that, this is what I'm about to do. Nobody never heard nothing from this broad in years. Nobody even know who she was when she came out. Nobody knew the story about Stone, all the shit that she's saying. She's saying that Stone is a rat. Stone got HIV. She coming with all type of shit. But she see what gangster doing, so she piggybacking off that. So now he go to trip part about it. So she throw the cross with gangster. Stone didn't shoot gangster. Let's get that shit straight. Stone didn't never shoot no gangster. But she throw the cross with gangster to see where he at. You see, in his mind, to fuck with him because she's trying to get people to rock and help misery. So she get Gangsta to believe her. When Gangsta immediately got off the phone, well, when she said what she said, he heard her out. He got off the phone. He got off the phone like he's supposed to do. So now she just looking for company. Now she's just on Instagram saying all this type of shit because that's what sells on the internet. Controversy, exposing people, coming up with all these stories. She ain't nothing but the baby mama, bro. That's all this girl is. And Stone got other baby mamas too, but ain't nobody saying nothing but her because nobody rock with her. If all them dudes was taking care of her and doing what she supposed to do and what I'm chilling with her son would have got the deal and all that shit, he would never got shot. She would have never came up with this shit. But nobody rocking with her, so she felt like, fuck it, I'm just about to do what I need to do. I'm trying to come up on some clout, and I'm going to try to expose. She mad at Stone. But that's what she laid down with. Before she met Stone, Stone had a
question. Can I ask a question? I'm going to let you get to it and flow. Is she acting like, basically you saying like she's, no, let me ask this question. Was she the main, like his main dame? Because if she's coming out as if, you know what I mean? I'm getting that feeling like,
listen, some boys grew up, them boys are high boys. She wasn't the only female, dog. You heard me? Now, she claiming that she had the only son. That's the only thing that's her claim to fame. Oh, I had his son. So people on the streets who don't know better, they were like, well, Stone only had one child. Man, Stone had a bunch of children that niggas don't even know about. She making her claim. She coming out, oh, Stone, I had Stone's child, so everything I'm saying got to be true. And, man, you don't take nobody word like that because I'm from the wall. Man, you get killed for believing what a female say. Like I said, if Gangsta wanted to entertain that, Gangsta could have said, well, when, well, how, and why. He ain't answer all that shit. He said, well, why you didn't tell me that when I was on the street or when he was alive? Oh, I ain't want to come between you and Stone. So why you doing it now?
Why you doing it now?
And it could cause a lot more drama now than even when a man was alive. You'd have never done that shit with him. Stone would have kicked her ass if Stone was alive and she heard and he heard her saying that dumb ass shit that she said. And it's wrong because the man did and he can't defend himself. And ain't nobody else really here to defend him. But I'm defending the facts of what the streets rules is. You never take a broad word. You know what I'm saying? When she's speaking like that, if a bro come and tell you your best friend shot you, you don't say, well, okay, damn, my dog shot me. You go kill your best friend. Awful bitch, what a hoe said. You gotta ask, why is she saying all this? Nobody asking the question, why is she saying all this? Why all why all of a sudden she coming out and saying what she's saying? Nobody asking that question because we want to be entertained. She's saying what she's saying because nobody rock with her. She pissed off. She's saying it all in the video how she feel. She's talking about Wacko. Wacko don't even mess with this, bro. Wacko ain't got nothing to do with her and Stone. So how she going to break up Wacko? Talking about she ran into Wacko and they had words. So if she had words to Wacko in her words, what kind of fucking bro is this that she getting into with every nigga that Stone fuck with? So come on, man. So... I'm just pissed off because the man did. And I'm just pissed off because a lot of people taking her word and say, oh, yeah, she said Stone shot him, then that's what had to happen. I'm like, dog, that don't go that way. It don't go that way. It don't go that way. Nobody know. I know Stone and shoot the man. Gangsta knows some Stone and shot him.
So make it clear. So you saying that Stone did not shoot him. And hold on. Before you answer, it was said that she said that Gangsta stole drugs from him, and that's why he shot up his car, burnt his car down. So if anything, it's friction. You stole from me, I shot up your car and burnt your car. That's drama. That's, you know what I mean, off with your head on both sides, right? So now...
Well, no, when you're friends, it's not like that.
Okay. So if that's she's the baby moms of Stone and she's cool with both of them, they was both best friends or whatever they wanted, their friendship was. Why would anybody expect her to tell Gangsta at that time and that's her baby father? You know what I mean? Even though she's cool, but that's all cool.
Right.
But why would she come out and just tell him then or the last time he seen her, like he said in this clip right here? So. I mean, we have to understand that as well. But continue.
No, I do understand that part. Right, I understand that part. So let's get this straight. To understand them, you got to understand the relationship between Gangsta and Stone. When Stone burnt Gangsta's truck, bro, That's never said that Stone never gave back, gave Stone. That, see, what to leave a part out, they never said that Stone, that Gangsta gave back Stone whatever he owed Stone. They partners, they boys. So why was that Gangsta's Gangsta? Why would he even take it that far if you thought, if you know Gangsta's who he is, why burn up his truck? You know what I'm saying? If it's like that, you know Gangsta's going to come double back and kill you. Everybody know this, but they partners, they boys. So I'm going to burn your truck up, then I'm going to turn around, we get cool, then I'm going to turn around and try to shoot you. Don't kill you, because he could have gunned Gangsta down, but he didn't. So I'm going to shoot you, but I don't kill you. Nah, that don't make no sense. So none of that makes no sense from that particular part.
So,
dudes
who,
was cool.
So who shot Gangsta? If she's saying his first child's mother, why would she would lie on the dead man, her child's father, that he shot Gangsta?
But listen though, not only that, she's saying that Stone ratting too. So what? So if we can't, if we not gonna believe or believe one part and not believe none, we can't believe it at all. She's saying
right.
She insinuated that Stone, that the feds came when Stone was locked up, and feds came and say, well, we got you and we got these a bunch of murders. She said that Stone said that, man, I ain't about to telling her, well, she been stopped fucking with her, or just telling her, she the one that, out of all the baby mamas out this whole situation, Bezo and all of them used to take care of this man's daughter. But she got a son for Stone. So Bezo and all of them used to go pick up this man's daughter from school. Nobody needs to pick up her son. But for some reason, out of all the baby mama that Stone got, he calling her and telling her fucking everything. That don't make no sense. So he gonna tell her that, oh yeah, I ain't about to go down for these murders. She gets online and say what Stone was telling. So nobody believes that part. But
I have to ask. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying that's his child's mother. Niggas pillow talk. What?
I never said that neither.
Okay, but I need you to relax. Hold on. I let you speak, and you had some good valid points.
Right.
But at the end of the day, we all got to listen to what everybody's saying.
Wait.
And we come to our own conclusions.
Right.
So you telling me that she's lying, that her baby father told her the shit that he told her. We all tell our girlfriend some shit, our baby mom shit. We tell them deeper shit than we would tell our own closest friend. So let's not overlook that. Don't overlook what she's saying. I mean, anybody could. I call it yoga stretching the truth, adding new flavors to the sauce. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
But you cannot sit up here and say this girl, everything that she's saying is a lie. Can't be. That's his.
Okay, we can't say everything she's saying is the truth neither, though. And we can't say everything she's saying is the truth. We can't say that neither, though.
No, I understand, because it's
so
like,
not
why
like
would you bring all that out now, especially instead of bringing it to him, like he said, why would you put it on the internet? Why I got to hit on the internet instead of you telling me and I just seen you.
Exactly. Right. Now, you got a good point, too, and I accept that. But like I said, it's always the why. It's not so much the what. It's why she's saying it. And I'm repeating, like I said in my comments, that Gangsta came home. Gangsta started saying what he was saying. Gangsta was talking about he's doing $15,000 on interviews and people, Vlad paid him for that interview, right? So now she like, well, fuck it. Let me get this bag too. So now I'm going to come and do the same thing that Gangsta's doing, but I'm going to do it from my perspective. So how I do that? How can I do that? I'm Stone baby mama. Check this out. I'm going to tell y'all some shit that y'all ain't never heard. Stone ratting. Stone had HIV. Stone shot Gangsta. Man, all this shit got the whole street buzzing right now. So everybody trying to do an interview with her. Even you posting. I don't know where you from, but you posting. You even posting the situation, right? So
yeah,
now
yeah.
She buzzing.
Yeah, I mean that's
right.
Today.
So now she busting, right? But this is the why. I'm just understanding what the why is. But I'm telling you from when I was my perspective, Stone is shooting no Gangsta. You know she's saying that because it's a she's saying that
hold
because
on, but I can't let you get away with that. And I'm objective. I'm not taking anybody's side. I'm just trying to figure
fine.
Out what's missing. So if Gangsta stole son's drugs, took a package, put it, gave him some bread. He fucked up. Hold up, bro, and fucked up the bread.
Right.
Now, he did shoot. Shot up his car. And
burned it up.
And burnt it. So you telling me that's not beef? You shooting, nigga.
No.
You're shooting.
Nah.
So you shooting.
Nah, you burned
oh, wait
it
a
up.
Minute.
Nah,
wait, wait, wait. wait. Regardless of if it, all right, just let's take out shooting his
right.
truck. He burnt it down. That's what you telling
right.
me. That's not drama. That's not off with your head. If nigga, I burnt your car. Mm. That means it's on. I know what kind of gangster you is because your name is Gangster. I know how you give it up.
Yeah.
So if I burn your car, I got to expect drama because I'm a gangster. He a gangster. I'm fucked up my bread. I burn your car. And I'm giving you a sign. It's on. So if he, while I'm getting shot and she said his baby father, her baby father shot him, why that's not 2 + 2 = 4?
So here we
I'm
go. All right, I'm going to shoot you up. I shot you up, right? If it's on, it's on. Now, they got cool after that. That's what people are failing to realize. After Stone did that, they already had a conversation, and they got cool. Right? Everything was cool. So now Stone double back shoots him up, right, the same day from her story and from Gangsta's story, the same day, you know what I'm saying, Stone comes and pick Gangsta's up, bring him to the hospital, he go to the hospital, take him up from the hospital, and I'm going to take care of you. The nigga that I want to kill, that I want all the smoke with, I could have downed you, but I didn't. You know what I'm saying? And I got scared or whatever the situation may be, and I took off. I'm going to come pick you up, bring you to the hospital, pick you up from the hospital, and take care of you while you shot up. Yeah, that's the kind of drama that I want. It don't make no sense. Because if I want the drama, it would have been drama. I'm not going to come pick you up and like, oh, fuck, is everything cool, and try to play it all. I'm going to try to double back and get you if that's the case. What I'm saying is that, so that's the part that don't make no sense either.
Right. Now, I'm going to say this.
So now that's some real grimy shit. That's some real snaky grimy shit. And that's
all
the part that don't make sense. The same thing.
All this shit is some backstabbing shit. Exactly. Suicidal. Frenemies. You know what I'm saying? This shit is a perfect example.
But the main thing is, Stone dead, though. Stone dead, bro. And Stone ain't really here to defend himself. So I'm from the streets, though, and that's a female. So I can't take her word for it because she coming out 20, okay. I mean, years later, and she coming out and she trying to
last
not just that with the snitching shit, too.
Last question. You from New Orleans. Shout
right.
out to New Orleans, 504. Shout out. Now,
right.
my question is, if he didn't, I know this question is a loose question because this is gangster shit, is real street shit. But
right.
if Stone didn't shoot him, who did? And I'm not saying, well, give the name, but anonymous, like, just say if you do know the person who did it, the name is anonymous. Is there an anonymous that was the one who did it? Because it's not like you're saying that there's another name floating in the street that we all know who did it, and she's just clout chasing. Is there an anonymous?
Yeah, I ain't a liberty. Look, wait.
Is it?
Well, I ain't at liberty to say that because some people say it came from the Calio because at that time, Gangsta had beef with the Calio. Now, remind you, Gangsta already got shot before that. And it was the same incident where the dude had a mask on when Gangsta got shot the first time. So you understand what I'm saying? Gangsta got shot before that. That wasn't the first time Gangsta got shot. You understand?
Right.
So we don't, Gangsta don't even know, Gangsta don't know the first person who shot it. So, you know, I can't just say that was Stone. You know what I'm saying? So we don't even know. We don't even know the first person. Well, he said he don't know the first person that got. Well, and I'm concerned he did know, and he probably knocked the dude off and just telling us that he don't know. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the man home on supervisor on probation, so it's only so much shit that he can say. But at the same time, he said that he don't know who it was. The dude had the mask on who shot him the first time. Now, it's the second time the dude had the mask on, too. You understand what I'm saying? So we don't know.
Well, he said he got shot. Dude was some shit where a nigga came out. He jumped out of the car. It was at some block party. It was a girl named Gangsta who threw a party
yeah,
for
yeah.
a time, and he got shot.
Yeah,
under the
Gangsta.
Arm.
Yeah, Gangsta. Right.
So, yeah, that. But I need you can call back in, but I need you to conclude on what you have to say, and then you can call in after I play this video and a couple of other videos. So I don't want to hold everything up.
Right. Yeah. I'm gonna stay tuned in, bro. Yeah, I'm going to stay tuned in to you, man. I like what you're doing. My whole thing is this. My whole thing for the guys who listening and people who really in the streets, that I've seen a lot of people from the walls. I came from that era of 1994 when we had 400 and some murders. I've seen a lot of people die because of females, bro. So that's why I hold it passionate, because what a female say, you know what I'm saying? I seen a lot of dudes just running, went out their head first because a broad say, well, he was talking about you, or this is what it is, and this is what it is. Now them dudes are old now, most of them dudes dead. The really honest and tell the truth, that lady, really honestly, this was 1994, she wouldn't be here no more for saying the shit that she just said. But my whole thing was just I'm passionate about it, because you got to watch these females. They get mad and they say all type of shit and they throw all type of crosses. Listen to what they say, but you always got to ask why they saying it. Why is this person saying it? And that's basically my whole thing. Why is she saying it, no matter if somebody believe what I say or somebody believe what she say? The question is why is she coming out with it now? And that's the question that I would want to ask her if I wouldn't even ask the shit personally. But she look like she a rat on. She just a fucking snitch, as far as I'm concerned. But that's the whole question. That's all I got to say to conclude with that.
Hey, man, I definitely appreciate your call. You can call back in as well, man. So I definitely appreciate you, man. Thank you for calling in, King.
All right, money.
Peace. All right, man. Well, that was a good conversation, man. Everybody, please make sure you hit that like button for the algorithm share that I'm on. I would gladly appreciate it. We're going to get to this video right here. Please make sure y'all go to my Instagram and please follow me on Instagram. Please go to Instagram, All Viral Access Media, LLC, All Viral Access Media, LLC.
Hey, guys. What's going on, gangsta?
Hey, yo.
What's up?
Check this out. I was asked this earlier on the line with my brother Jahad, right? So he says, was I going to respond to what you said? My thing is, I know how guys kill and talk, and you have a baby whistle, so a lot of stuff you're saying is accurate. I know you know a lot of stuff. But my question is, why you never brought this to me when we was on the street? Why you bring it to me now?
You just answered the question. You said, you know, I'm his baby mama. You know I know a lot of stuff. It's not that I agree with everything he did. And you know, around that time, he was going to do something out of himself. Very, very easy to recall. With the babies and all of this.
Yeah, what's up, nephew?
Yeah,
I'm good. I'm live right now. I'm going to call you back in another
hour.
I'm going
to
call you back.
Like, you got to realize, he did that to you, and then after that, I was arresting the dance, all kinds of stuff, and, you know,
that stuff. So, who was you threatened by? Who threatened you?
I was threatened by myself. I used to be, let me tell you something. I was like the devil. Him, really, because I used to bring up all the truth to him, and it was truth that he didn't want to face. So I was the truth to him, and he didn't want to. He wanted to be faithful and take care of things like he didn't shoot them, and he wanted to be faithful and act like this and act like that, and I just didn't never allow that. I never allowed that. So I took choose between him and gangster. You understand what I'm saying? So I fell out and fell all the way back and I watched, but I still went to war with myself.
So, Gangsta, how do you feel about knowing that that was your friend who did this to you? How do you feel about that?
Well, let us know, say the best. Cutthroat, baby. Cutthroat committee.
Oh, shit. My bad, y'all. Hold on. My bad, everybody. My fucking bad. My bad. I didn't even know. And my nephew called me, too, so I was thrown off. Shout out to my nephew that just called, love you, boy. So I was thrown off. I apologize for that, everybody. I apologize. Sorry about that. All right, let's play it now. I'm sorry.
Hey, guys. What's going on, gangsta?
Hey, yo.
What's up?
Check this out. I was asked this earlier on the line with my brother Jahad, right? So he said, was I gonna respond to what you said? My thing is, I know how guys kill and talk, and you have a baby whistle on, so a lot of stuff you're saying is accurate. I know you know a lot of stuff. But But my question is, why you never brought this to me when we was on the street? Why you bring it to me now?
You just answered the question. You said, you know, I can be the mama. You know, I do a lot of stuff. It's not that I agree with everything he did. And if you know it, around that time, he was going through something like himself. Very, very deep, if you recall, with the babies and all of this. So, with that being said, at first, I was confused by it because I've never seen no stuff like that in my life. So I had to really realize what I was dealing with, quite my period. But I got to realize, he did that to you, and then after that, I was threatened and all kinds of stuff, and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. So, well, who were you threatened by? Who was threatening you?
I was threatened by myself. I used to be, let me tell you something, I was like the devil to him, really, because I used to bring up all the truth to him, and it was truth that he didn't want to face. So I was the truth to him. He wanted to be safe and take care of gang like he didn't shoot him. And he wanted to be safe and act like this and act like that. And I just didn't never allow that. I never allowed that. So I couldn't choose between him and gangster. You understand what I'm saying? So I fell out and fell all the way back and that was just back. And I watched. But I still went to war with myself.
So, Gangsta, how do you feel about knowing that that was your friend who did this to you? How do you feel about that?
My little son said it best. Cutthroat, baby. Cutthroat committee. That's how we come up. It is what it is. I ain't too much. I'm still alive. I'm out of here, man. Bye.
So, I mean, that's all that
I guess
happened.
He's
still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that is some real cutthroat shit, y'all. A lot of cutthroats. And now she was caught in between a rock and a hard place. You know, if she would have told him that, hey, it was him that tried to kill you, you know, then her baby father would have got murdered. So, you know, it's fucked up because she's cool with both of them. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I could understand that she didn't say anything at that time. You know what I'm saying? So, but at the end of the day, I'm going to show another video right now. And this is going to be, hold on, I can't play the Vlad shit. Do y'all think I should play the audio of this? You know, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, because this is his shit. So that's what he talk about, why baby didn't embrace him. But I just tell you real quick before I go to another video. He said that when he got out, he tried to reach out to baby. He, you know, basically reached out to baby. And he was like, yo, listen, let me tell you something right now, Playboy. And this is his blood brother, his half-brother. You know what I mean? They got the same pops. So they blood. But he said, man, I've been here. Until you clear your name, man, you got to, well, no, he didn't say clear your name. He said, it's a lot of things on your name. You know what I'm saying? So is there anything you got to say before I hang up? You know what I mean? At the end of the day, he's saying because he snitched. So in order for him to get that early release or whatever, to get basically released, he snitched on people who did murders with him. If I'm not mistaken, with him or that did murders. But those guys are dead. So he snitched on dead people. So some will say because he snitched on somebody dead, you know, what his friend would be like, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, I'm dead, nigga. If you gotta, you know, say that I did it, just go ahead. I can't do shit. I'm dead. So it's the same thing with Brian Glaze Gibbs. That's how he got out. And he's still, you know, he's labeled as a snitch. He snitched on, or he told on a couple of murders, who he was with or whatever. Those guys are dead, and he snitched on the ones that was dead. That's how he was able to get out. So Birdman is not fucking with him because of that. So he cut him off, no money, no nothing. But he said the older brother, Slim is looking out for him. You know what I'm saying? So this whole thing is motherfucking crazy, man. But all of this is some real backstabbing shit. He said Cutthroat, we don't know the chronological timeline on what happened first, but they making money together, and he took Killer Stone's work, drugs, because I gave him bread. That's why they said shot up the car, but burnt his car. You know, it's just cutthroat shit. All this shit is weird. And let me just say something. I hit him up, gangster, and he hit me back on Instagram. But somehow, I don't know if he blocked me or anything. I don't know what it was. But I tried to get an interview with him. This is what, yesterday or the day before? He hit me back. But after that was it. You know what I mean? But all of this shit is crazy, fam. But anyway, let's keep it pushing, though. Everybody that's new, make sure y'all subscribe to the platform. All right? Make sure y'all click on all for all notifications and all that good shit, man. So, all right. Hold on, everybody. It's retro. Hold on.
No.
Hold on. I want to play something else. I'm going to get back to this. It's a little documentary that I want to show with, you know, all of them, the Hot Boys. You see BG, all of them. So I want to play that for y'all first. And that's the Hot Bezo joint. Shout out to Certified Stepper. So this is a little doc that I'm going to play right now. Let me bring it back. All right. All right, and if y'all want to show love and donate to the platform, please show some love to the platform. Now, look how he looks at Lil Wayne as Lil Wayne talking his talk. He's looking at him like, man, you little nigga, you ain't no D boy. You know what I mean? I don't know, but you can just tell by the vibes. But let's continue. Let's go.
Life of a D-boy, you understand me? Look, shout it right here, you understand me? I have the full verse of it.
Hey, yo.
The dude.
Check this out.
Oh, hold on. Let me cut this off. The dude, Killer Stone. That's Killer Stone right there, for those who don't know who what he look like. That's him right here.
I already know the lick still on this.
Killer Stone.
There ain't too much talk in this show, you know what I'm saying? Open your eyes a little wide and close your ears if you fucking talk.
What is that, man? It's just dope, man.
It's just, going to what you do is, you take what you do is, you take her, you don't make her, you don't break her, you break yourself.
Make sure y'all subscribe to Certified Steppers, because this is his intellectual property. So please go to Certified Steppers and subscribe to that person's channel. All right? So I just got to get that out the way first.
Well, yeah. You got to get my nerves back. Yeah. So I'm going to clean your way for about a whole week. I need to get my nerves back. I'm going to go shopping and get on my nerves. Better yet, take your old family. They got to get all of them.
And then they're going to get caught in right now. It's just dope money, huh? Do what you want. See, I'll pick that one up. Pick that. You know your girl like them too. Get them for your girl. So it's all good. It's all fun. It come like a king. You hear me?
We believe that. Five and ten. You know, we don't be having video money in five and ten. Yeah, because it might be like this. It's just fake or something.
Well, I tell you what, they think this fake. They're going to keep you with this on today, tomorrow.
The camera going to catch you. See the strip in there? You see it right there?
I mean, we can go to these months, but we don't have our date.
Check the pen. There we go. Check the pen.
Listen, if y'all want to see the rest of this, let me know. I just wanted to give y'all a little, you know, a little synopsis of who Killer Stone is, who was on the left-hand side on the screen right there. So that's the girl's baby daddy right there. All right, that's Miss Mystique Asia. Her name is Asia Reese, right? So that's who she was talking about. That's Killer Stone right there. So I want to go to another video. This is basically just them two. You know, lacking him, you know, a little documentary. If y'all want to see the rest, press 1. If not, press 2. But I'll get back to that, all right? Because I just want to run through this stuff, all right? Let me run through this shit. Okay, I did the Turk shit. All right, I'm going to go to the Turk shit. Hold on 1 second, y'all. Hold on. There's something else. I want to get to, where we at? Y'all hold on. Oh, and I got some shit that's going to blow your fucking mind. And it has nothing to do with this. I'm going to do this at the end, man, about Joe Biden, the first lady president. Y'all don't even understand. In this other video that I want to show y'all, man. Yo, all this stuff, all this entertainment, everything that we looking at and all that, let me tell you something. Every time when I be saying that all this stuff is just a distraction, when I tell you it's something more serious that's already happening right now, it's going to blow some of y'all mind. Not all of y'all probably, because a lot of y'all are smart. But this government, yo, it's crazy, son. I can't wait to show you. I was going to do it earlier, but Keystone, Back the Money, da-da-da-da. There's a video with Killer Stone's daughter talking. I'm going to play that, too, towards the end. Hold on. The Turk shit. Okay, so this one right here is, they're going to talk about it. This is from Ray. Oh, excuse me, MG Mike. Woof, you're tired. Rare Reports. Go subscribe to that YouTube channel. This is one of the other hot boys, Hot Bezo. So they also talk about Gangsta and Hot Bezo, the original Hot Boys. It was more, but Bezo, Killer Stone, Gangsta, and I forgot the other goddamn name. Anyway, let me share my screen on that, man. All right? I hope everybody is enjoying yourselves. Press one if you are enjoying yourself. Okay? This is it? Yeah. Make sure y'all go to Rare Reports channel. Oh, he got some good shit on all of this situation, all of this. I don't want to play all his videos, but he definitely goes in depth with all of this shit right here. So salute to Rare Reports. We're going to get right to it. No cut, no motherfucking chaser. Let's go.
My homies out the Magnolia, I should be able to pull up, and we should be able to handle that face-to-face, and leave it at that. I shouldn't be on the internet bashing him, knowing that I grew up with him, you feel me?
That's just what guys in the heart that are going to get ugly, bro, if they don't get squashed. I'm hoping what you're going to do right now don't spark it more. I know how I personally, I know how I don't play, and I've heard the reputation of gangsters, so I don't think he played, you follow what I'm saying? So that's going to be a bad situation to go left, bro, you follow what I'm saying? So I really hope there's some kind of way.
Due to such sensitive matters, before we get started, there's a few things we must clarify. By no means are we taking any sides, but simply orientating the world on the subject surrounding two of New Orleans' most notable gangsters who were cut from the exact same cloth and at one time in history were even on the same team.
Yeah, they were close. Yeah, they were original hot boys. They don't get no closer than that.
Subscribe to that channel, y'all.
So we're about to go into an investigation. I read what's in the transcript. The judge asked the FBI did Hot Bezo ever cooperate? Did the FBI say no? So when I got the free information on the paperwork, I realized Hot Bezo stood tall in the paint. But by then, I already declared war on him and
this in black and white, homie. Nigga rapping on the
team.
Oh, he run with Birdman. We beefing too.
He was playing with a real nigga.
He ain't come up under me. We come up together.
Trying to assassinate a real nigga character. Looking dead to me, man.
Magnolia is Magnolia. If I got a problem with one of my homies out the Magnolia, I should be able to pull up and we should be able to handle that face to face and leave it at that. I shouldn't be on the internet bashing him, knowing that I grew up with him. You feel me? That's like me saying, oh, this person over here, bitch ass nigga, and the whole time we've been running together. So that means to tell me you a bitch ass nigga been running with a bitch ass nigga, you feel me? So I don't do like when it's hood shit, I rather just keep it in hood, you feel me? And I'm just gonna speak on that with only people from my hood. Oh no, I'm not gonna take no side from that. That's giggity and that's hot and shit, you feel me? That's OG and that's above my level, you feel me? Right after Giggity Mama got shot, that's when shit just changed, you feel me? That's when Giggity was like just on it. Like, it was basically, as a young nigga, we had to go inside for 3 o'clock, you feel me? Like, this nigga really had the hood on turn, you feel me? Every time a car passed, everybody just started running and shit, you feel me? This man had a whole photo, big body bands on Willow Street, just sit there all day, because Giggity not the type of person that just ride around, move around. He had everything come to him, you feel me? So his shit just sit out there all day. And for the youngsters, for us, we could go up to his car, and we probably could have got the car and did something with it, you feel me? Because he really didn't care about the shit, you feel me?
I had a QA4 in the truck. I was low by the Infinity truck, right? Right before Christmas. My truck get burnt up, man. You didn't need, I would got the 400 SUV Mercedes Benz.
Right after his truck got shot up and then it got burnt up, He bounced right back like 3 days later and came with a navy blue Benz with the phone in the inside of that bitch. You feel me? Like pulled that bitch up on Will Street and let us get in there and play. Pull up and messing with the kids and letting them talk on the phone and shit like that. Yeah, I would say like 10, between 10 and 14.
And my homeboy, Diggy, I ain't forget that, you know what I'm saying? Uptown for life.
Nah, I don't know, guys. I don't know in person. I've been New Orleans. I've heard of him. I've heard, you know, the stories and the reputations and all that shit. I don't know gangster at all. I
know how I really know
about no gangster, so
I can't
speak on gangster.
Gangster, this is the dude I come up under now. Gangster is the one who created the hot boy name. He the one started the whole hot boy shit. But everything affiliated with gangster had something hot. He had peppers all on his car clothes. He had jewelry with peppers. You know what I'm saying? Hot boy, you know what I'm saying? And the shit became, you know, this thing.
Bitch, you feeling me, nigga, that hot boy shit. Feeling me, nigga, word with me, buddy, nigga.
You know.
If you want to make your business stand out, let's launch it with Killer Brand. Watch me make you look like a pro. Okay, we'll start with a logo. And you need an LLC, right?
Are you sure? It's not going to take
not with Killer Brand. Check. Well, let's see if this domain is available. Amazing. Now let's create a website. Check. Digital business cards. I'm adding it to your bio looking for. I love it. Okay, how about some merch? Wow.
The original Hot Boys, before the rap group, was actually living the life of rappers.
Yeah, like
before rap.
We've been wearing Ballad Animals and Gucci's and shit from 92-93.
I was crazy, you know my nigga. I was crazy.
Who is Hot Beezle?
Hot Beezle. I love him, Hot Beezle. He's my nigga from out the Magnolia Project. You feel me? Saying he's one for the Magnolia Boys. You feel me? And then also for the original Hot Boys before the rap group actually came. He was Birdman. Birdman right hand man. So obviously, you know, he Cash Money Filler and Cash Money Soldier.
Hot Beezle. Tell him how hot. Lost Mike. Tell him how hot. Hakeem, you heard me? Believe me. CEO.
Right.
Bitch, you heard
right.
Me?
We ain't standing for this shit.
You nigga know my occupation. Believe it. You heard me?
Hot Beezle is just like the hood legend. The landlord, you feel me? Willow Street. That's the original Hot Boy. You feel me? Hot Beezle really raised me, bro. Like, man, them, every time I come outside, they outside. But they outside before me. You feel me? Them the OGs. Like, when I'm sandlot playing ball, they right there.
Nigga, sold yourself.
I met Hot Beezle through BG when I was at Chopper City. He called me trainer about it. My first or second year at Chopper City, Hot started coming around. He became part of our entourage as far as we had to travel together and shit like that. So we traveled together for about 3 years. But outside of that, Hot was always around 24/7 at the office, hanging with BG. He enforcer. That's what he is, bro. He enforcer. He's a street nigga. He enforcer. He got that vibe off the rip right there. You know what I'm saying? He's all the meaning of the way he carries himself. I knew what it was. He nicknamed himself the Chopper City Problem Solver. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Make no landlord slash Chopper City Problem Solver.
Chopper City Problem Solver, homie.
Hot motherfucking had a what? I think he had a green fiber. Green fiber. Brand new. Smack brand new. That's when I first was like, man, I'm going to be a hog. You feel me? Like, if Beezle see you with some busted up shoes on, Beezle going to shoot you 150 or something and be like, go to the mall and get you some tennis shoes and shit. You feel me? Or either, you know, niggas be front like they ain't never ran errands for niggas. Like, them the type of niggas you want right now was front as a kid. You feel me? Like, how Beezle did some rap songs later on down the line, but he wasn't like full pursuing to be no rapper. The Magnolia Boys, they got the album and, you know, Cito, L.D. Herb, and, you know, they whole album, that album was fire, too.
Something in the air, something about the window,
nigga, we don't care. I got your word. But always keep in mind, bro, you better say it already. Well, the Fed has a phone tap. You know, the Fed look at all kind of social media stuff, man, so you got to be careful.
I expected that from Giggity, you feel me? Giggity been a real, like, character. Like, dude's been flamboyant. Mm-hmm. He's been had that swagger that I don't give a fuck swagger, you feel me?
I'm on some grown man shit now, so really, I hope they can squash that shit, bro. I know Hot personally. I know Hot don't play. And I've heard the reputation of gangster, so I don't think he played. You follow what I'm saying? So that's going to be a bad situation to go left, but you follow what I'm saying? So I really hope there's some kind of way they can let that shit go and don't fuck with each other, even come to a meeting and just watch this shit. That's what I want to see, bro. You feel me? With that situation, I ain't want them niggas to like, don't be like, man, man, well, I was giving to each other, and I hope it go up. I ain't going to see like that. I want to see niggas let this shit go, bro. But that's just me, though. The niggas got their own thing going on. I'm just outside looking in. You feel me?
Man, shout out to Rare Reports. Make sure y'all go subscribe to Rare Reports. I'm about to play another video, man. One thing about me, y'all know I really don't like playing other people's intellectual property, man. But they done did so much, you know, of the due diligence, of the research. You know what I mean? I have to give that respect. Some niggas will just chop it up and try to claim it for their own. I ain't that kind. You know what I mean? So please, make sure y'all go to Rare Reports and subscribe. He got some good shit, y'all. Now please make sure y'all hit the likes for the algorithms, please. And if y'all would like to donate, show some love to the platform, please do. I'm gonna play this video. There's a couple more, and after this I'm gonna open a phone line. So this is now this is another video from Rare Reports. This is the interview with Killer Stone's baby moms. So for those who probably haven't seen it, I've seen the majority of this. I ain't look at the whole thing. But I'm going to play this for y'all. And let's go from there. Shout out to Rare Reports. All right? Let's go.
You know, because I know you and that. I know a lot of people. I'm talking about Elvin and Birdman. Elvin was really on the same level with Birdman as far as the street. Maybe he was a bit more, maybe bigger than Birdman. Birdman more had some music. So one of my friends was dating Gangsta. One of them was dating
Sterling. Taste my food, too, shit.
Mosquita and Dooney, they were, one of our friends was dating Dooney and Mosquita. So everyone was dating someone. So one night we're at Gangsta's house. And, you know, we used to always be there and talk to his mom. Okay, so Stone comes through and he's like, you know, he sees me and I see him. And, you know, it was just something about his whole mood and swag. You know, he's just, you know, big dog, you know. So he comes through, he's like, oh, you're going to be Miss Stone. The world knows me from being a healer. But majority know me from being the mother of Killer Stone's only begotten son.
Does he have any more children?
He does have other kids. There are three that we know. It has been known that he's had more. But as far as we know and as far as paperwork goes, oh yes, those are the three.
Okay, so for the first time viewers, never heard of Killer Stone.
Killer Stone is actually Elvin Nelson. He's from Third Ward Magnolia. I wouldn't call him an original high boy. He is a big timer. He was known, he was with Cash Money, Millionaires, Big Timers. From Big Timers, he went along with D-Boys. You know, he did write a lot of music for Baby with Cash Money. And he is, you know, he performed. He went on tour with them a lot. He pretty much spent his newfound life, which was the rap game. Before then, when I previously met him, me and a group of young ladies that I used to hang out with in Kenner, we met them in the Magnolia. So we would go and hang out in the Magnolia. One night we were standing on the corner of Magnolia and Willow. And they had a group of guys. And it was like, yeah, y'all going by Gangsta? And so my friend, she was smart. She was like, no, we ain't going by no Gangsta. No, we not going by no Gangsta. And he was like, oh, because I wanted y'all to give him something for me. And my friend was like, what the fuck you wanted us to give to Gangsta, a bully? I was like, wait. So she was on early. You know, and she knew more of what we were dealing with, so she used to make it reality for me, like, girl, what is dealing with? So they think because they have calls.
She'd be like, oh my God, but at this time, so
we're so that I'm still not going to say what I got to say. So therefore, you
know,
follow.
I think we prayed it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we prayed it. Oh my God. It was like.
Because y'all was drawn to it. I mean, because they didn't put you for this copy. I think it's left, right?
We was intrigued by these guys. I guess Boz, they're from Kenna, and they were different. These guys had multiple women, multiple of women, but it was just something about us Kenna girls that was intriguing to them.
I got two girls in Atlanta,
I just remember they all feared this dude, like, this dude brought some type of fear. First of all, I met them all at a time where they were coming home from juvenile jail. So all of them had done, I think Elvin had done juvenile life or whatever. He was coming home with that gangster head. All of them had juvenile life, I believe. He would always tell me, you know, how he had it hard. You know what I'm saying? He didn't really have nothing. And, you know, he used to do all of these horrible things. And I used to more get those stories because, of course, I have a son. His only son. See, when I came home from jail and Elvin was riding on his cash money stuff, and I'm seeing you really play sucker in this situation. Like, you play hard to the streets, but in this situation right here, you being roboted like a woman. Like, I didn't know if it was Black Magic or then No One But Me candles or what they was putting on him or feeding him. You understand what I'm saying? But he wasn't in the situation with the children and being a father and knowing you to make kids, you're not standing that man that you want standing in these streets. When I saw him riding that bus and going on tour and doing all this and sometimes telling me to come get money and the check bounced and all of these stories I had to hear about these checks bouncing and the money all waiting on this one to give you money now. Now you waiting on this one to take from like cash money, I guess, baby, or whoever was paying them. Yeah, for me.
Squarespace helps me to easily sell my services.
Like I've always known, and like he's always been really and truly, he was dealing with Slim because Slim was the mastermind behind Cash Money. So Elvin and Birdman, Elvin was really on the same level with Birdman as far as the street. Maybe he was a bit more, maybe bigger than Birdman. Birdman more had the music over Elvin. So by Elvin, at first they were more, to me, rivals from the beginning. You understand? Because when I came in, I knew of them doing a lot. Like, I would hear that, he killed Yellow Boy. Oh, yeah, Yellow Boy was rapping for me. You know, because I knew you and Nelly. I know a lot of people. You know, so we would be around me and the ladies that I think with, and we would be around a lot of different people. So we would hear a lot of different stuff. And, like, we would be around Yellow Boy, and I said, and Tech N9ne and them, and then Yellow Boy got killed, and it was said that this one killed him. You know, and then we all, this was like, me, always having knowledge. I know that when people in a rap game or whatever, there's insurance that's involved. After Elvin died, I didn't go, like, all of his so-called closest ones to him. I'm talking about Wacko, Black, Hot, all the ones that used to be right there with him. Not one of them reached out to me. Now, I'm the only one with a son. I see them do for the girls from a distance, which they did. Cash Money offered my son a deal after Elvin first died. I've been the brain behind my son, okay? So my son, you're not signing with no Cash Money because, first of all, your daddy, you see what happened to your daddy? You understand what I'm saying? Your daddy rolled up with him, did all of this with him. He took all your songs, daddy songs, he gave one to Juvenile that was, I'm about to bounce back. Bounce. That's why you hear a song in the background. If you listen to it, you hear a song. That was song. Because that song he gave to Juvenile. And that's why a lot of songs, some music that like did and all that, all they was doing all the hot music and he would take them and skip over them and create their music and give it to this and all, rap their music himself or whatever he was doing.
Was Stone in need of money at the time?
I guess they was putting all of that and put all their drug money into the music. You understand what I'm saying? So, of course, they was looking for a return on their investment.
And the checks was bouncing or whatever was going on. It wasn't how he was getting it before for the day week, which always kept him in the streets. That's how he ended up getting indicted way later and ended up dying at federal prison after certain things he told me came up, like he told me they came to him about murder that he didn't do and that he wasn't going down for.
Oh, man. Look, I got another video that I'm going to play, but I want to know, the people want to know why, like, why is she coming out right now? Is she snitching on a dead person and what he's done? And I'm talking about Killer Stone. Is she looking for clout? I'm only speaking from what everybody else is thinking. This is just a tale of enemies that was once friends. And we know the word. Frenemies. She's the first female that was in Killer Stone's life, or the first child's mother. She's the only one that came out. No other baby moms, no nothing. Is it for clout or just to set some records straight? I don't know. Because sometimes when you talk on some street shit, a lot of people are still alive. You know what I'm saying? And you know who's watching. Y'all know the Alphabet Boys is watching. They watch everything. Everything is shit. They could be watching right now. Right now. Them niggas is taking notes. So my question is she in fear of her life? I doubt it. But I'm only looking just like this. That's my look. Because all this shit don't make no motherfucking sense. Even somebody could get hurt right now because of what she's doing and what everybody's talking about. Everybody has a reason why they do everything. You know? And us, as the spectators, the ones on the outside looking in, only thing that we can do, and I coined the phrase, have a legitimate assumption and a legitimate speculation, because they giving us this shit. Y'all putting out this public knowledge. We ain't asked nobody to do that. So y'all put that out. We look at it and we give our opinion, whether it's right or whether it's wrong. This shit is fucking crazy, family. So what I'm going to do, I got two more videos that I'm going to play. But before I play that, let me do this. All right. Do anybody want to call in real quick? So let me put that number back up real quick. Wait, the phone line is open. I want to take some calls real quick. If anybody have anything to say, please call in and let me know your thoughts while I get this find this live right here. Y'all let me know your thoughts, man. All right, hold on for 1 second. And tomorrow, I'm going to surprise y'all. All right, be right here. Let me know now, because the phone lines is open. So let me know if y'all want to call in. All right? Yeah, she got... Yo, I forgot what Sun said, nigga. She was eating that boiling water cornbread, nigga. Okay? Jeez. Come on, it's moving a little slow. All right, now this audio, you are not going to really hear a little bit far as the guy... That's like on the phone. She's playing a new video on academics talking about. She's gonna talk some other shit after it, but the shit would happen with Lil Wayne, his shit getting shot up and Young Thug and all that has something to do with it. She's gonna get a little bit in depth to say some shit. So this was a few hours. Well, yesterday. All right, let me take this call real quick. Area code 470. What you want? God damn it.
Yo, what's down, brother?
What's up? What's up? Talk to me. What's up?
Ain't nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, let me talk about, you know, everything that's going on in New Orleans at the topic. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, for us, for, like, everything that's going on with gangsta, dog, and, like, for us, for, like, New Orleans, to be honest with you, dog, like, man, my uncle was just talking, brother. Shit really shocking, bro, honestly. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, being raised uptown and, you know, like all these dudes, you know, like if you wasn't part of their family, and you wasn't like the immediate family, like these names is like, you know, like boogeymen to like us living
even
in New Orleans.
Speak on
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Huh?
I said by even speaking on their names, period.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's like just getting this kind of information and like getting these backstories. Like I said, I don't really know how the world's taken to it, you know, like, well, obviously because of the views, but I know how people from New Orleans and the city, people from New Orleans East and from downtown who ain't really had no attachment to them dudes. And like I said, man, like all them names was like real life, you know, like boogeymen to us. You know what I'm saying?
You know, characters, bro. So the shit really is mind-blowing, bro. Like the information,
really honestly, bro, I be keeping like the whole city, bro. Everybody who I be talking to, bro, from my people to my family. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, and I see, like, one thing about New Orleans is a very small city, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's unpopular like other cities, like New York, Los Angeles, Atlanta. But New Orleans is very, very small, dog. So, like I said, and that's what Gangsta be talking about. When Gangsta be saying he got to be careful because, you know, when you throwing out names and like that, bro, man, these people got sons that's fucking killers, man. They got brothers that's still killing, you know what I'm saying? That you
right.
Got, like, niggas that's crazy that will really retaliate on... Nigga, fuck that. If I can't get you, nigga, I'm going to fuck over your daughter. Or, nigga, I'm going to fuck, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to fuck over whoever is still down here in this city. So, like, man, that shit is dangerous, bro, when you playing around with that small-ass city. And then the dynamic right now, bro. You know, like, all the old dudes, like you said, man, they either dead and gone or in affairs. And now, you know, like, for us in New Orleans, bro, which is, as of now that we speaking, is top three, or if not, number one first for us on murder capital right now, but that's
literally, bro, between the ages of 14 and 21
that's out there like killing shit. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no direction, you ain't got no OGs, you ain't got no gangs or nothing like that in New Orleans. See, when I was growing up, bro, I'm 33, at least you had wards, meaning like I'm from 9th Ward, 7th Ward,
right.
You know, 6th Ward, that's downtown. Then you got 3rd Ward, 13th, that's uptown and all them. See, back then when I was growing up, you know, well, I ain't going to say technically, now that I'm a grown man, like, that was our gang. Ninth Ward, you know, like, we didn't look at it like that, but yeah, nigga, Ninth Ward. Nigga, if you went from Ninth Ward, man, fuck the 8th Ward. Even though you know it literally was two blocks down the street, man, fuck the 8th Ward, man, fuck the 7th Ward. You know what I'm saying? It was all about Ninth Ward. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it was uptown and all of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I grew up. But now, it ain't even like that now. It's just like, nigga, everybody is a one-man army, bro. Like, it, like, you know, like, and I ain't just saying New Orleans. That's, I mean, fuck, I take it Chicago and all these other places.
Yeah,
you know, you know,
there's no guidance. There's no OGs teaching anything. Like, somebody said, my boy Casino said, if a young nigga and a grown dude is speaking the same language, who's teaching who? So it's all about the motherfuckers,
exactly.
The OGs who,
exactly.
Like, you sound like you older and mature. I can hear it in your voice. You know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure there's other people that just like you that have to at least point out or target one of these niggas, that little young ones coming up, that at least see if they open to hear what you have to say, because we definitely have to change the cycle. Ain't nothing, it's gangster when you're young. You know what I mean? It's gangster when your city is the highest murder capital of the world. It's cool. You feel like, yeah, my city ain't no joke. But at the end of the day, your life is on the line. You can just go outside and get
exactly.
shot. Right? You understand what I'm saying? So where is the OGs? Where is the young ones that's willing to listen to the OGs? When is this cycle going to stop? Because we only killing each other, son. You dig?
But see, like, here, you know, like, here's another thing, though. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, like, it gets a little tricky. Because, like you said, you know, like, okay, like, I sound mature, bro. I was born in 89 as of now, man. I'm 32. But that just came from my uncles. And, you know, like, me having a stance and me having a father. But as of now, I'm born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana, bro. But I live and reside in Atlanta right now. I love it here. This is my home. You know what I'm saying? When I go back to New Orleans, you know, like, I ain't lying, bro. Like, I fucking hate that place. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you know, like, it's like lost souls. You understand what I'm saying? That's why I say, like, it gets tricky, because, you know, like, even me, like, I'm very successful. I have my own private catering company out here in Atlanta. You know, like, I'm doing very well for myself. You know what I'm
That's
saying? And when I go to, you know, like New Orleans, and go around my peers, bro, my partners, man. I can literally tell them right now, bro, you know, like I'm blessed, bro. You know, like I'm married, I got kids, I got a nice house. I can tell one of my partners right now, say, bro, come live in my extra bedroom, man. Come work with me at my job just as a starter for some extra cash and do this and that. I ain't lying, bro, like for the last 10 years, man, family members, cousin, man, they, like they'll tell me, like, man, that shit sound good, but like, man, like they don't want to leave, dog. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what do you do with somebody? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of deeper than nowadays in 2022. And that's why I say, like, it's unfortunate, and I ain't saying give up, but it is time to come to the round table and say, it's kind of deeper than just saying, like, oh, I'm an OG, I'm an elder, and I've been through it, nigga, you got to listen to me. We got to do something totally different because, man, nigga don't give a fuck. Nigga don't give a fuck. What you done been through, your rank, your man, these young niggas don't give a fuck, dog.
Facts.
So it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, family.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the biggest thing that me and my, uncle, you know, like, in the guys that I look up to, you know, like, kind of talk about, bro. Like, what's the new thing that we got to do, bro? Like, come to the round table and, like, we really got to sit and figure out what we got to do because, you know, like, the everyday influences in the music, you know what I'm saying? You know, like in the music, in the industry and entertainment, movies, you know, like and sports, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know, like the way the world going, bro. Like I said, like it's not easy, bro, but it's definitely time to come table as black men, man. My uncle speak very highly of your pound, bro. He put me on you, bro. Put me on your podcast and your show, man, and I'm a fan. You know what I'm saying? He actually the one that had me call in, bro, and, you know, speak my mind, bro, because we literally watch a show. And we talk amongst yourself, your platform creates a whole different world and conversation between us, bro. You know what I'm saying, bro? And I just want I just want you to know that, and that's different, you know, like, and that's just us, bro. So ain't no telling, you know, like, bro, like how many hundreds of people, bro. Because like I said, like you don't got a view for me. Think about that, right? You know what I'm saying? Like false for numbers. You don't have a view from me, bro. But, you know, like, your one view came from my uncle, but you touched me. You understand what I'm saying? You know, like, because I was watching, you know, like, through his platform. So just how many, just think about how many other brothers, bro, that you touched like that and you spark conversations and different things like that, bro. So, you know, I just wanted to tell you thank you and continue, you know, like, you know what I'm saying, to do what you're doing, bro, because it definitely sparked conversation, motivation, bro, for guys like myself, man. You know what I'm saying? For young guys like myself, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, like everybody don't think like me, bro, but it is a lot of us out here, bro, that we want better. You know what I'm saying? We try to do better and, you know, any way that we can, bro. You know what I'm saying? We try to pass that along. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man. And I definitely appreciate your call. Let me just ask you just one question, right? Now, far as Birdman them is concerned, they said that, that Killer Stone was more, bigger than him as far as money and that gangster status, you know what I'm saying? What was it like like Birdman and them, like, was they really, you know, pop off niggas? Like, did they really, you know what I mean, like, did they really put it down
and, like, you know, like, and I'm gonna tell you this, bro, and like I said, this is just me, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, you know, like I'm only one person, and I would like, you know what I'm saying, for you to, you know, like, you know, like off the air, if you get another somebody else from New Orleans call your show, and I'm pretty sure you ask them, that's not affiliated with them, far as for like, you know, that ain't their cousins, you know what I'm saying, they wasn't in the Cash Money or nothing, just somebody who was a fan who just looked at them from the outside, but was living there with them, you understand what I'm saying? Say, bro, growing up, that was the biggest thing, like, gangster was, far as for like everything they rap about. You know, like they was that. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, okay, of course, Baby probably, you know what I'm saying, did this and did that, but he was nowhere near. You know, like, bro, that's facts, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like, y'all say, you know, I don't know a next man, but I know what I done been through, of course, for, like, killers and gangsters and, you know, it's really impossible to make it to a level of Birdman if you was doing the same shit like gangster or even close. You know what I'm saying, dog? You ain't really, like I said, you might have was around them. You probably lived that life and all of that, but you wasn't really around here whacking niggas down. You know, no, bro. And like I said, like, I'm from New Orleans, and like, yeah, that was the, you know, and that's known. And if you look at documentaries and everything, rappers will tell you they self. The only real rapper that was doing that shit was Soulja Slim, bro. Like, like a real killer, like, and was making it big. Soulja Slim is the only nigga in history. Like I say, other than, you know, somebody probably did shoot at niggas or they might have did kill a nigga, but gangster, man, this dude was a real boogeyman, dog. Like, this man, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, right. that shit different. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, brother, answer your question. Like, me being from New Orleans, yeah, dog, like, that's a true story, dog. Like, yeah, Birdman and them had the music, because you got to think about it, bro. These dudes is young. Like I say, just think about it. Go back to the stories of when he started Cash Money, when he signed that deal. Man, that dude was in his young 20s and all of that. You know what I'm saying, man? When, you know, you know what I'm saying? When Gangsta was in his young 20s, like, he was the boogeyman. Like, he told you, he ain't even want to fuck with no rap, man. This dude was a real street nigga. And like you said, like, history shows you, man, like, real street niggas, man. Them niggas never wanted to fuck with no rap shit, man. Them niggas get too much money in the streets. You know what I'm saying? Right. I can fuck them out of fucking white people and go fuck with all that shit for, man. I'm going to let y'all niggas have that. Man, I'm a, you know, like, nigga, I'm a neighborhood celebrity. Like you said, man, like, y'all open enough for niggas. Y'all going, man, fuck that, nigga. Like, nigga, I'm a god where I'm at, nigga. Everybody love me. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I do my own concert here. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to go nowhere. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, like, and that was the mentality, bro. So, like, just an outsider looking in and being from water, that was always a story growing up. Yeah, man, Birdman, brother, Gangster. Like, Gangster was the one who really was killing and really, like, Gangster, but, you know, he in jail. You know what I'm saying? Birdman, brother, like, that always was the... So, like, this old stories that I hear, like, oh, that ain't his brother and all that dumb shit, like, that shit weird to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit weird.
Wow. Hey, man, listen, man, I want to say thank you for your phone call, King. Definitely, man, and, hey... Thank you for watching, family. You stay up. You stay safe.
No, man. Thank you again, bro. Thank you for your time, man. Thank you for listening to me, brother. I appreciate it, man. You enjoy the rest of your show, bro. I appreciate it.
You too, King. Peace.
Thank you.
All right. Now, before I even go any further, I just got a DM. Hold on. I don't even want to show it. I got to open another window. So this is why I say I really don't like using other people's you know, intellectual property. That's why I give shout outs and make sure you go subscribe to their platform. So I just got, I understand where he's coming from. So there's no beef. So if you listening, there's no issue, there's no beef, no nothing. I understand. So somebody hit me up, right? And let me just figure out which video. They sent me the link. So I'm trying to figure out which video it is. So basically I played the person's video too long. So basically, I might have to delete this live because I told him to let me, so when I'm done, I will edit it out, and that kind of takes some time. So let me figure out which video he's talking about real quick before I go any further. So y'all just going to have to hold real quick, and my shit is moving a little slow. So this is why, personally, I really rarely try to use anybody's shit, you know. So y'all just hold on, y'all. I don't care about nothing else at this moment. So if y'all choose to leave, go right ahead. But make sure y'all subscribe before y'all asses leave. My shit kind of froze up. So y'all, what the fuck, man? And I'm thinking it's the video that I played with her being interviewed. When she was sitting on the bench. So let me see if this is it. I don't know why it's not coming up on my fucking phone. So, all right, hold on. Here we go. Come on. I can't get mad at that, you know, but, come on, y'all. Matter of fact, all right. I just gotta wait till this shit, stop acting up real quick. I'm sorry, y'all. So just hold on. Wait for this shit to fucking load up. Man. Come on. It's fucking crazy, fam. Come on, bro. And I really think that's what the video is. Okay. I think that's what it was. Yeah, it was that video. Hold on, man. Yeah. All right. So I guess this is what I'm gonna do, man. Yeah, this is crazy. What I'm gonna do, I know what I'm gonna do. Look, everybody that's here, my shit is fuck, I can't even see the fucking screen right now. All right, there we go. It's 450 people in here. If you are new, make sure you subscribe to the fucking platform, because I'm deleting this whole live. I'm deleting the whole fucking live. I'm not going to risk my platform for that. Salute to everybody. Thank y'all for tuning in. I'm cutting this shit short. I'll probably come back on, though, but I'm cutting this shit short. Thank y'all for, hold on, just hit me back. The video you played with Stones and Your Moms and the one before with Gangsters and High Bezos, the whole video as well as two of them. All right. I'm deleting this whole fucking live. So with that being said, everybody, I appreciate you. Make sure y'all subscribe before y'all motherfuckers leave. I'm going to put something together on this whole shit. So I'm going to do that soon, but I ain't gonna risk my shit. So with that being said, thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure y'all subscribe before y'all leave if you haven't subscribed. I have to delete it because this nigga talking about if it's not edited out by the time I get off, he going to flag me. So, and once it's done and the editing, you can edit out shit. It's a long process for YouTube to edit out what you want to edit out. I'm not going to risk that. I ain't going to risk that. Anyway, I'm out. Love y'all, man. Thank y'all for the time. For those who's new, make sure, I hope y'all did subscribe. If not, I'll see y'all motherfuckers another time. Peace. Yo.
Hey,
yo,
word. What's going on?
Ain't shit. What's good, boy? How you?
Oh, shit, man. I just want to
talk to my uncle, man. Hey, you know sometimes we be forgetting shit, nigga. I was just in Delaware for like 10 fucking days, man.
I really told me, bro, but like, I would have hit you up, but I couldn't move no way anyway.
Right, I can dig it.
Yeah, I couldn't move, so that's why I ain't gonna hit you up. I remember you telling me. I couldn't do shit about it. I couldn't go nowhere.
Right.
Yeah, I had to work. And that shit be so like, how do I put it? Inconsistent, nigga. That's the easiest word. Inconsistent, too. Like, some days it'll be like, yo, we got a word. All right, cool. And then we'll find out literally about an hour before we work, so you already see how that goes.
Right.
Can't even really make a fucking plan until you know, like, hey, we're not working today. That's it. Yeah, I mean, so.
Right.